Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. And we've been concerned for a very long time about our industrial food system. We came across a project called the Main Street Project, Raising Chickens Sanely. It sounds like a very interesting kind of project.
The basic idea is to have small farms.
Yeah.
The project started in Guatemala by Reginaldo Hazlett Marroquin. His goal is that every state should have small chicken farms that can be seasonal, maybe up to 250 chickens at a time that could be raised and then harvested over the season. The chickens would be out of doors. Keeping a chicken inside is not a natural thing. They could have some feed provided for them, but the idea is that they would feed on scratch. Scratch would include any kinds of bugs and insects. Chickens are not necessarily vegetarians. They're pretty much omnivores. You would have a healthy, sustainably raised animal. You would know its history. It would not have been treated with any kinds of antibiotics or hormones. It would take about 10 weeks for this animal to grow up to market size. Mm-hmm. Then it could be slaughtered and then sold right at the farm.
I think it's an interesting project. It was originally aimed at Latinos who had migrated up into the United States. Hazlett Marroquin was working in, and still is as far as I know, Northfield, Minnesota. So it was organized out of there. The idea was you would create these family-based farms.
Mm-hmm.
They're not enormously expensive. You've got a product that doesn't require huge investment. Modest investment and a relatively quick turnover. I think the project has the possibility to expand across the country.
In most places, there'd probably be coops at night for the chickens to go into. Basically, this whole thing grew out of the fact that there's so many failures in our industrial poultry system. We have a failed big agribusiness system, where there's ecological destruction, there's displacement of rural people, there's destruction of healthy food systems around the world. So this is basically an attempt to try to correct it, at least with chickens.
For those who might be naysayers, you can look at this simple fact. Much of the cost of our present-day system is hidden from the consumer. You have low prices in the marketplace. The cost of the ecological damage and the amelioration of that damage, the subsidies for massive monoculture, research from government bankrolled institutions, such as colleges and other places, tax breaks for giant corporate endeavors, the cost in terms of air pollution from transport. These are things that basically the taxpayer is paying for.
Farm bill is part of that.
Yeah, the farm bill itself is part and parcel of the whole thing. What happens is when a small family raises chickens, he's envisioning a cluster of these farms.
Yes.
In, say, a few counties in each state. Ultimately, these can be linked together under the basic principles of cooperative behavior and activity.
Mm-hmm.
You can get some reduced prices out of that. The savings of scale can come out of that. But by and large, this is the real price that you would pay for it. In the meantime, you get delicious chicken.
Yes, you do.
Yes. And chicken you can trust. You know? This is an invaluable kind of thing. I think it's a wave of the future. There's a very strong possibility that things like these can go on. If not this particular program, programs like this.
Yes.
We recommend that you delve into this a little bit and see if it interests you.
Main Street Project.
After you've done that, come back, of course, next week for
The Food Guys.